The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. And we're just...
checking
in on your good vibes. 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? Please tell us why. People are knocking at the door this morning. Let's let them in.
Come on in, guys. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. I'm so excited for Sunday. A group of us are going to watch midget wrestling.
Sick. Where is that? Where the hell do they do that?
She's like, at my house.
Oh, Ron.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Shh, Amy, where is it? Are we invited? Drop the addy.
Drop the details.
Wow. That was really coming out of the gate. Super hot there.
Where does she live?
Sodas.
They do different things in Sodas.
I'm sure it's like at Blue Cross.
Blue Cross Arena. Yeah, we're giving tickets away for that at 8:10.
Midget Mayhem at 3. It's in Sodas. Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. Oh, okay. Well, enjoy.
Midget Mayhem. Get after it. Cool. Love that for you guys. Who else is here? Cheyenne is here. She says, feeling great this morning. Had a beautiful dinner last night and was in bed by 8.
That's what's
up.
A dream. Oh, yeah. I was 8:30. I was tucked away.
A dream.
Yes. Yeah. My space buddy was on. The rain sound effects were going.
I feel as if it's so weird that you do not have a TV in your bedroom. It gives me like, I can't do it.
Would not do it. There's a TV.
You don't watch it like
30 feet away.
Stuff on your computer.
No. When it's time for bed and sleepy time, it's time for bed.
Oh my God. I mean,
don't get me wrong. I'll
one of my favorite things to do is lay in bed and watch TV.
That's what I do in hotels. Okay. That's a luxury. It's not an every night thing. I am still guilty of scrolling on my phone and watching videos.
Yeah.
But what's the difference? I'll just
do you ever
walk
fall
from
asleep
my
on the couch?
Yeah, till like 6 a.m.
For
candles still burning?
No. Like during the week? For the show?
No, weekend.
Oh, okay.
No, I would never. How can I possibly do that when I'm in bed?
I don't know if you fall asleep at 3. You don't wake up till 6.
No.
All right.
No, I've done that a handful of times on the weekends.
The candles burning is crazy.
Yeah, it's scary. I wake up and I'm like, oh, man. That was right next to the paper towel.
The whole apartment goes up in flames. All right. Who else is here? She goes, guys, it's on Eventbrite. Check it out. It's absolutely hilarious. All right. We'll think about it, Amy. We will think about it. Who else is here? Irene. guys, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but where's Gwendolyn? I'm not in my good vibes until she comes back on the show. God. There, I said it.
Irene Farini. I don't know. I'm not her caretaker. I don't know where Gwen is. She used to text in every single day for there. I said it.
Yeah.
She had the best messages. And then, boom, I'm under the impression she's probably dead. But we don't have proof of that.
We don't.
We really
it's really hard to throw those accusations around.
Yeah, yeah. Last time I checked, she was at the Home Depot in Greece and then just fell off.
Sure. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are up. I'm going to the Bills game on Sunday.
Yeah, that's sick.
I can't wait.
Absolutely sick.
Playoffs.
That might be your last one. Knock on wood, it's not.
Well,
I
went to the playoffs last year, too. Yeah. It's just, it's a different energy. And I love being there at Highmark Stadium. It's going to be packed. But it's going to be a really, really fun time. A couple of my friends are going. And
that'll be sick.
So Bills I'm Mafia, jealous. Represent. You?
Good vibes. Feeling great. Excited. My college roommate is getting married on Saturday. So excited for that.
You're not in the wedding, correct?
No, thank God. No. I'm just attending. And that's at Turning Stone. So maybe we'll do a little gambling moment. I'm very excited. I have a massage this weekend. I keep talking about this weekend like it's tomorrow. It's very much so Thursday. Keep thinking it's Friday.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Put it all on Black Breezy. Mm-hmm. Roll that dice. Coming up, some of you guys have probably heard about that fire that took place in Brockport. It's kind of devastating because it's an historic mansion. And not to mention that house is as old as a fossil. What happened in the Manning house? How did it burn down? Anyone? Because I can't get any info on it. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Happy Thursday. One day closer to the weekend. Looking at 26 for the high today. I don't know what's going on with all the fires lately, but the one that took place Tuesday night in Brockport the other evening, it destroyed a historic mansion known as the Manning House Historical Museum. A lot of people shaken up, especially in Brockport. I mean, the place was beautiful. House was built in 1854. How old is that? I can't think of anything that happened back then. Everything was just dirt. Huge fire broke out. In 1964, same house. Then they restored it. Then it sits pretty in Brockport. And then another fire breaks out Tuesday night, just ripped through the whole top half of the house. I mean, the place is beautiful if you've ever seen it in person. But I don't know. Maybe the home is cursed. None of the smoke alarms went off.
What?
A woman said, I heard a beeping sound. The woman that's been giving tours there for like 30 years. She goes, yeah, I heard a beeping sound. Smelled like smoke, but no alarms went off. No smoke detectors at all.
Interesting.
They think there might have been an electrical issue. But, I mean, which is not uncommon for a house that's as old as a fossil.
Right.
But I personally think...
It's like it's fourth fire.
It's like the equivalent of the George Eastman house burning down or the Susan B. Anthony house. It would be devastating.
Yeah.
I can't think of a worse way. I mean, with all the talks we've done in the last week with the fires in L.A.,
yeah,
it's devastating to lose in a fire. I don't know how many of you have ever had a house fire or an apartment fire. But it's the worst thing over flooding, over whatever. I think it's the worst way to go because that's it. All your stuff gone.
Right.
Pictures you've had of, I don't know, family heirlooms, everything gone. You can never get it back. And there's no amount of money, too, that's probably going to make you feel better because some of this stuff to some people is worth everything.
Right.
Me, I'm a sentimental guy. If I lost something in a fire, I don't know if there's any... I don't know how I would get over it. I have no idea. But the people in Brockport, they're all coming together to try and get this Manning house all restored because there's not too many places like this that are historic museums still in Rochester, New York. I mean, like I said, yeah, we got Eastman House, Susan B. Anthony and stuff, but we pride ourselves on these homes that are 200 years old.
I mean, there's so many in the Rochester area. And that's like, honestly, kind of what we're known for is these historical landmarks that people, if they come to Rochester, that's what they're going to go see.
You ever hang out at the George Eastman house?
Like, of course. Sometime. We went there for school, all the things.
But like now, you ever just get a coffee and like hang out in the lobby? That's me.
No.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
That's me.
I'm like, what up, George?
I just like
chuck your shoes off. Kick back.
If I had an opportunity to go back in time and live for 1 week in a time period where I'm like, yeah, this is most comfortable for me, it would be probably the 1930s, the 1920s.
Very specific.
Yeah, because when you go through the house, like the George Eastman house, and you see how they used to live, very simple times.
Right.
You sit by the fire, you read a book. You don't have to see who's trolling you on social media. Oh, it's great.
It's great.
People coming over for the holidays. Yeah, that's my type of... I'm an older soul, what can I say?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I hope this story and all the other fire stories that we've done recently opens your eyes to stop burning things in the microwave and having the fire department come. Stop leaving your candles burning in the middle of the night.
I still don't know how this fire took place, though, at the Manning House. If you guys have any info on that, hit me up. I've been reading these articles. I don't see anything of how the fire actually started on the second floor of the home.
It's a mystery.
God, I'm devastated.
Well, fire and ice is one thing. And let's switch over to ice, shall we? Because I'm telling you right now, this is all the latest craze. Everyone's doing it. I mean, I would argue it's harder to do it in Rochester because of the temperatures, but the health benefits for this one specific thing are immaculate. But is it really all it's cracked up to be? We'll tell you what it is and how I'm doing it coming up next. 98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. What's up, guys? Happy Thursday. Why do we plunge? Well, there's a lot of benefits to it.
Yes, there is.
But the cold plunge queen is in the house. What's up, Breezy?
Hello. If you want to see me in my element, probably the happiest I'll ever be, go to my Instagram right now, at Breezy on Air, and go to my Instagram story. It's literally me in the cold plunge. Never been happier. Biggest smile, literally ear to ear. And I've been doing this a lot recently. For a couple different reasons. One, I just enjoy it. There's a lot of health benefits that we'll get into. But two, the polar plunge is coming up. And if you are aware of the polar plunge, it is a big event that happens right here in Rochester on Lake Ontario and down in Canandaigua every February, March-ish. And all these people get together. They put teams together, they dress up in costume, and they go run in the freezing cold lake for Special Olympics of New York.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful cause and organization and all of the things, and it's a party.
But do they still do the chili cook-off contest? Because I used to be a judge.
What?
Do they still make chili and do the competition?
I don't know.
Anyone know?
I feel like after COVID, that's not a thing. They're like, yeah, we're so good.
The best chili, you guys. People are bringing their crock pots.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know if that's to be trusted anymore.
Well, that's why I go.
So I have been getting ready for the polar plunge. So
you're ready.
I've been dabbling in the cold plunge. And the polar plunge this year is February 2nd, for those of you who don't know, at Ontario Beach Park in Charlotte. And it starts at 9. But I have been going to the cold plunge studio, and I have been submerging myself, and I'm up to 10 minutes I can sit there.
That's impressive. I can do 5 comfortably, but anything after 5 minutes in a cold plunge, I'm like, okay, enough is enough.
I feel like everyone's very dramatic, right? And I went the other day, and there were these two guys who I genuinely wanted to punch in the face. I mean, no shade. They were just screaming bloody murder at the top of their lungs. Like, oh my God, bro, oh my God. I'm like, you are literally in a peaceful studio.
Relax.
Bro, it's so cold. Bro,
did they go in together?
No. One was watching and one was like going in, and they were splashing around. You would have thought Lake Ontario was in their room.
They were literally splashing around.
The person working was like, it's too much. I literally was in my own sauna with my headphones on. I could still hear them. I was like, you're canceled. You're done. But I love cold plunging. And if you've never done it, I would 10-10 recommend, because the benefits of it, they say, are muscle recovery. The cold plunge can reduce inflammation and muscle soreness after a workout. You know, I'm working out every day.
Sure.
Mental health. The cold plunge can automatically improve your mood and alertness, which I feel on top of the world every time I leave the cold plunge. And some studies have also shown it links to weight loss, you know, things of that nature. You can do it anywhere. You can go to a studio here in Rochester. They have multiple across the board. Or people have been buying them and keeping them outside of their homes, and it stays pretty cold. We live in Rochester.
So my buddy gets a cold plunge for Christmas.
Yes.
His parents buy him this cold plunge. He thinks he's installing it in his basement. He's going to drag the hose from the pool. He's going to take it through the basement window, fill it up. I'm like, you idiot. I said, bring it outside onto your deck. I said, not to mention, how are you going to drain the water? He's like, well, I can just hook it back up to the pool and use the vac, and then it will reverse the water and go back outside. Like, this is a lot of admin, dude.
So much admin.
Don't put the cold plunge in your basement. I said, it just seems like a bad idea.
Horrible idea. That's like getting a waterbed.
Then his wife overheard, and she lost it.
She's like, you're not doing that, Jonathan!
And most of us will take a very cold shower in the morning. I don't know how cold your temp can get. As far as the plumbing is concerned, what's the temperature of a very freezing ice-cold shower? I mean, it can't be. A cold plunge is, what, 39, 40 degrees?
Yeah, but if you think of your pipes, like, sometimes your pipes get frozen because it's so cold. So,
Well, your pipes are getting frozen if you go away and you don't turn the water off. Yeah, right. The pipes could freeze.
Right.
But as far as the cold shower, there's still a lot of benefits, but people with like arthritis and stuff like that, it's super beneficial for anybody that has any kind of, you know, health issues. Talk it over with your doctor. Hey, how long can I sit in a cold plunge? Most people in the first few tries, I got to
like
a minute.
Yeah, like 30 seconds.
Minute and a half, if that.
I really think I'm addicted. I mean, the risks obviously are hypothermia. Don't stay in there for more than 10 minutes. And like your heart rate does go up.
Yeah, thanks for going over the risks.
So like, I mean, I'm no doctor, but I really do think that it's so important because it just shocks your body and it makes you feel so good. So good. It's therapeutic to me. This is what I was using as therapy when my therapist was off having a child. I'm telling you.
Very selfish of her, by the way.
Very much so.
Hi, guys. It's Nina from Chilai. Great way after a long day to just decompress. It allows me to spend more good quality time with my family because I was always tired. But typically when I do a cold plunge, it's after work, 1 or 2 days a week. And it's just helped my stress levels so much. Yeah, there's a lot of benefits to it.
Very much so. Unwinding and feeling great. So if you haven't tried this, I'm here on record saying you need to try a cold plunge at least once. And I know it can seem very scary and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that.
It's just like, yes, a very reliable source. If you haven't done it, ask Breezy.
No, literally. I'm the cold plunge queen. I'm addicted. I'm the cold plunge expert. So again, go to my Instagram story at Breezy on Air and you'll see me happy as a lark in the cold plunge and it tells you exactly where to go.
So if you're eating breakfast, stop everything you're doing right now and take a look at Breezy's Instagram of her floating around in a tub.
No, literally. It'll start your morning off right.
98 PXY.